Those in Peril by Margaret Mayhew. Read by Kim Hicks. Chapter 1. The news was very bad. In spite of the beautiful weather, Louis Duval had spent the spring of 1940 indoors in his studio, painting the view of the Pont Avant quayside from the window. In that way, he could listen to the bulletins on the wireless while he worked. His eyes directed outside, his ears attuned inside to the babble of news being broadcast, interspersed optimistically with dance music. At the beginning of June, he realized that the battle for France was all but over. By then, most of the communiques being broadcast were out of date and unreliable, and there was no advice from the government to the people on what they should do next. From the talk and rumours circulating like wildfire in the bars and cafes in the town, he knew that there were still plenty who clung euphorically to hope. But he was not among them. The facts, as he saw them, were unpleasantly clear. Holland and Denmark had been taken, and the Belgian king had handed over his country on a plate. Thanks to that unexpected betrayal, the Germans had since surrounded most of the British expeditionary force in northern France, and the British had been attempting the near-impossible feat of rescuing their trapped army by sea. Those of the French forces not trapped with them were, with some honourable exceptions, in disarray and panic. The remnants of the British army still fighting elsewhere in France were being overrun by the German panzer divisions, steamrolling merrily across the country. The battle for the Somme had been lost. Within weeks, perhaps even days, all remaining resistance would collapse. He had no doubt that an armistice was already being sought by certain members of the government, and that, in the end, some kind of shameful deal would be struck with Nazi Germany in the name of France. By the second week in June, he had reached a decision.